appreciate the Lord this morning. I told some of them I don't have to say nothing. I appreciate the Lord. He's done so much for me. If we ain't careful, sometimes we just take things for granted and we'll come out here. I want you to be encouraged. As you've probably seen, everybody that gets up here, we're all a little bit different. They sometimes act like I'll just about push you until you're going to get a blessing or you're going to get real. You might have to turn it down when I come around there. But I appreciate the Lord this morning. This is wonderful. This is wonderful that the Lord loves us enough that we can gather out in this fine facility, praise the Lord, raise our hands and scream as loud as you want to, clap, stomp, run around, whatever you feel like doing, you can do that. And the people around you want you to get blessing. And you know, if we can live good enough that the Lord will be happy with us, we can spend eternity praising the Lord. Wouldn't you? That's why we're here. Maybe our brother Weston was asking, why'd you come? You come to get something stirred up inside of you to where you can make it another day. Boy, y'all are tight. That's all right. That's all right. I've been out here before, and we'll just try to push it a little bit longer. I don't want to get in front of that mic because I'm afraid it's going to squeal. I want you stirred up. We do it once a year. This is camp meeting. You ain't going to get this day back. You've spent however many hours out here, and you might as well just go ahead and, Lord, I want what you got for me. I want what you got for me, Lord, because what you have for me is what I need. I about don't believe you in the same building as I'm at. What you need is what the Lord has. Randall, what you need is what the Lord has, and all he wants to do is give it to you. If it's a blessing you need, if it's financial help you need, if it's spiritual healing you need, if you're going through the mourning of a death, that's what you need. That's what the Lord has for you. And if we ain't careful, we'll come out here and we'll be so burdened down with everything going on that we'll let this opportunity pass us by of what the Lord's given us. To praise and worship him this morning, this afternoon. I appreciate the Lord. I don't know. I'll do what I feel like I need to do, and then I'll get out of the way. I want you to get stirred up. If you ain't got renewed in a while, Brother Bruce will talk about getting stirred up. If you ain't got renewed in a while and you ain't bubbling over, you need to add a little more. You need to add a little more to where you get a bubbling over. Brother Damon talks about something that's full. You can't put one more drop in it. If we was bubbling over and we were so full that they wouldn't be able no more room to put in there, we'd be full. Brother JB, we'd be full. But we've got room to add this afternoon. We've got some room to get something stirred up in there. Don't you love the Lord this afternoon? Man, I've... Y'all need to loosen up just a little bit. This is halfway through the camp meeting, and we should be shouting. Somebody should be getting renewed in the Lord. Somebody should be praying through. Somebody should be getting touched right what they need, the touch they need. And maybe you are getting that. Maybe this is what you need. Maybe me and some of the, I believe it was Corey and some of them, we was talking, Levi, just need a good steady rain. Sometimes if you get a hard rain and it just washes out the dirt, sometimes you just need a good steady rain. I believe you can make it. Sis, I believe you can make it. The devil, he'll make you think, Darryl, you ain't going to make it. You're getting up here, and you and Tasha, and you're helping these kids. You ain't doing no good. Why don't you just quit doing that choir or quit helping them kids? Bruce, you and Chris, y'all just quit. Nobody appreciates you. You're doing good. You're doing good, and the devil will tell you, no, there ain't no need. Nobody wants to hear you. Well... Ain't you glad that you're on your way this afternoon? Ain't you glad that the Lord loves you enough? Man, I'll tell you, I'll try not to talk in front of that right there. The other morning I woke up, they sang that song a while ago about joy in the morning. That was what was on my mind, joy in the morning. We don't have to wait. Maybe I'll try to be as brief as I can. I usually ain't up too long, I don't think. But I got to thinking about this, and I want you to really absorb this. Today is yesterday's tomorrow. Today, you ever say, I'll do that tomorrow? You ever tell somebody, I'll do that tomorrow. I'm going to put that off till tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Today, this Saturday, is Friday's tomorrow. So whatever you thought maybe you ought to do, and you put it off, it's here now. It's here now. We don't need to wait and say, well, we're going to put it off. You've done put it off till tomorrow, and if we ain't careful, we'll just keep on doing that. I'm gonna seek and do better next camp or next service. I'm waiting till 6 o'clock service to sing that song. I'm gonna wait till 6 o'clock service to sing. I'm gonna whatever it might be. The devil's sitting there telling you, "Now look, just wait, Put it off. Put it off. We've got to do it now." Well, I'll try, and if we don't get, we'll try. We'll try to help you. If you want to be encouraged, I want you to be encouraged. If you want to be lifted up, I want you to get lifted up. If you're feeling a little bit like you just can't catch on fire and be consumed with that, with the Holy Ghost coming by and just catching you on fire, I want you stirred up. I don't want you to wait till next. Bruce don't want you to wait till Tuesday night and say, well, Tuesday night, we're going to get a hold of it. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Brother Chris, we're going to get a hold of it. JB, Wednesday night, we're going to really get in there and push. Let's get in here right now. Let's don't put it off till, you know, when I ask my child to do something, I don't expect her to do it when she wants to. I expect her to do it when I told her to. If the Lord, Morgan, if the Lord's wanting you to sing a song, you've got to sing it now. This is your tomorrow. This is yesterday. Well, man, y'all are tight. Jeremy, I hope they loosen up, or maybe it's just me. I like sitting back maybe a little too much sometimes because I want somebody else to go, but I want you to go. If we miss this, the temperature in here right now, if you think it's hot, it's going to be nowhere compared to how hot it's going to be in that lake of torment. If we miss it, it ain't going to mean nothing. There won't be no cold drink of water that we can go over there and they've got it iced down and it's good. There won't be none of that. There won't be no air conditioner. The nice things that we can have are going to be there. But maybe, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going through in your life. And most of us know the story of Moses. Now, you think about this. You put your life over in this. That's where my read's going to come from. If you need to know, it's in Exodus. Sometimes I just kind of go over it and don't. Read it all for all, but not that I'm trying to skip anything or like that, but we're over in the 14th chapter of Exodus, and maybe earlier in that book, the king told them to basically get rid of all, there's too many of them, get rid of all these male childs, and they put them out in the river. Okay, now you think about yourself. The devil, he wants to get rid of you. Wherever you're sitting, if you're serving the Lord, if you're seeking the Lord and you're trying to do His will, He'd like to put you out in the river without a paddle and no way to get back. And then you come on down and you're thinking, well, that was one instance, Brother Greg. But what happened next? And he keeps on going, and the Lord tells him He wants him to deliver His people out. And maybe they get down there. Every service is different. Seems like y'all getting a little weary with me, but... I appreciate the Lord. Maybe you're just listening, I want you to get this. But maybe he finally talks to Pharaoh, and they decide to let him go. So maybe in your life, things kind of ease up a little bit. Doesn't seem like it's hard to get to go down and be a Christian. And then you come up to what you might say, your Red Sea. You feel like Satan's right behind you, and he's saying, all you got to do is just turn around, do what I want you to do, and it'll all be all right. We read a little bit further, and they decide not to turn back to Pharaoh. If we as Christians decide we don't want to turn back to Satan, Dylan, we don't want to give no ground back. I don't know if it's you or Jacob's talking about giving up a little bit of ground and then having to try to fight to get it back. If we don't give up and we look to our Red Sea, whatever's going on in our life, and we realize that the Lord is going to part that sea. The part that I like is when it gets all the way over to the end, and the Lord takes care of them getting through the sea, and they get over there and they start rejoicing. And they start rejoicing. If you read down, and I know each preacher is a little bit different with reading, but maybe over here in the 15th chapter, 20th verse of Exodus, and it says, "And Miriam, the prophetess, The sister of Aaron took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. They were praising the Lord for what he had done because of he brought them out. Whatever you may be seated, whatever you're going through, the Lord's going to bring you out. And maybe sometimes it might be just as simple as just a thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If we don't, you know what's going to happen? We're going to basically turn around and the enemy's going to overtake us and we're going to be right back in the clutches. We're going to be right back in the clutches of the devil. I appreciate the Lord this day. We've heard a lot of good things. Maybe this ain't what you was expecting. I don't know. I told Brother Weston, I don't ever know. I can have a thought on my mind, and when I get up there, it changes totally. And when that happens, I just go with it because that's what the Lord wants. But I feel like the devil's got us at a spot where he's saying, hey, look here. Why don't you just pull back? Why don't you just not do as much? Maybe Sister Carlene, I don't know if y'all heard her. She said she didn't want to take over. Sis, you ain't taking over. You ain't taking over. If you feel like singing, I feel that way hoggy on the instruments. I'm not trying to take over, but I want this to push through. When my little children get a little bit bigger, I want them to know that they need to come right here, get down and talk to the Lord and get the help they need and not worry about the rest of it. Not worry about the rest of it. And if we ain't careful, we'll let this opportunity pass us by. Well, I'm going to wait. Teddy, I'm just going to wait till 6 p.m. Wait till 6 p.m. Merle, wait till in the morning. Just wait till in the morning. Naaman, you wait till Wednesday night. Kendra, you wait till 2 weeks. What if we was to do that and the Lord calls our number and we ain't just exactly like we need to be? We'll be lost. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate. This probably wasn't what you expected. I don't ever know what to expect when I get up here neither. So if this wasn't what you was expecting, you could take it up with the Lord and talk to him and say, I wanted something else. JW, I want you to go. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be lifted up. I want you, when you get on the other side, whoever's got that tambourine, hit it a little more. They was over there praising the Lord. He had delivered them. Has the Lord done anything for you? Has the Lord maybe... has the Lord done anything? Most people... You're just waiting. It ain't been 4 or 5 weeks ago. I was sitting over at a hospital, didn't know what was going to happen with my baby. The Lord brought him out. He's better. He's laying over there. His mama's got him. And I'm thankful for that. The Lord's done each and every one of you something for you. Carolyn, he's done something for you. Whatever it might be, it might not be something that you've told us about, but he's done that for you. I want you to stir that up a little bit. I want you to stir that up, and if we ain't careful, we'll come out here, and 2 o'clock will get by. I know we started at 2, so I'm talking about. 2 o'clock will get by, and we're worried about getting over it, whatever. This day's going to pass. If time lasts, this day's going to pass, and he'll never get it back. We might as well just go ahead. Joy's going to come in the morning. They sang that. Well, if we thought about it yesterday, that means today would be the morning, wouldn't it? Today, ain't you thankful? Ain't you thankful? Jeremy, ain't you thankful? I've heard different ones talking about the Lord delivering them from drugs or delivering them from whatever he's delivering them from. He don't have to deliver you from a whole lot. He can just deliver you from your sins of just being simple, and you're on your way. It could just be just plain old sin. He can bring you right out. Man, I believe we could have a better service. I believe we can praise him, the Lord, a little bit more. Like Brother JB was talking about last night, this could get a lot bigger to where the fire marshal will have to come in here and wonder why in the world you got so many people in this little bitty building. Got so many people. I want you stirred up. The Lord loves me, and the way he loves me, Levi, he loves you. The way the Lord loves me, Mason, he loves you. Clay, he loves you the same way. And over here on this side, Jacob, he loves you the same. And if we ain't care, we'll let this opportunity pass us by. Randall will come out here, help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Sometimes I tell these young preachers we go out with our church, I said, I'll be your scotch. you something to put behind the wheel, just keep it from rolling backwards. Instead of me getting in there and come on, get in there and just get them. Say, hey, come on. Get in there and get it. Say, come on. You can make it. You know, sometimes when you think somebody else is trying to help you a little bit and the devil ain't on your back real bad, you start feeling, well, maybe the devil is lying to me. He's lying to you. You're a help. You're maybe a Brother Bruce and Brother Chris. They get a, maybe sometimes they was talking and people say maybe they stay up too long. Hey, if the people needs it, I want them to get out there and deliver it. I want the devil to get off their back. These are two, in my opinion, good men of God, and they're going for the Lord and trying to do for the Lord. Get off their back, devil. If we've got some coming up, I want to go to heaven. That's the bottom line. I want to go to heaven. This ain't a job interview for $1 million a year contract. George, this ain't a contract to see if I can be an athlete. This is for my soul for eternity. I'm starting to feel a little bit better, even though I feel like I've about had to burn your brakes off because I don't know what's going on. If you're waiting for Sunday morning or whatever, but this is camp meeting. 2017 camp meeting, and we might as well go ahead. This is about your soul. This ain't about your status of how important you are or how many people you know. This is about your soul for eternity, and I want to spend eternity in heaven with you. I want to spend eternity in heaven with you, and I want you to get stirred up. Friend, you ain't got to wait till 6 p.m. tonight to pray through. JR, you ain't got to wait till I make an altar to start praising the Lord. Merrill, you ain't got to wait till somebody asks you to say hallelujah to say hallelujah. Mark, you ain't got to wait for Brother Artie to say, come on, Mark, do something to thank the Lord for what he's done. Brother Ed, you don't have to wait till whatever time, because you know what's going to happen? You'll get right there at the end of the time, and the devil will say, now everybody's ready to go. Everybody's ready to go, and you might as well just sit. Dylan, you get set down. Don't you sing that. Don't you clap your hands. Don't you play that tambourine. If we played it like we meant it, you know, when I went to get a job over there where I used to work, I didn't go over there and just, if I got it, I got it. I was going planning on getting it. I was going over there, I was planning, anticipating on getting that. I'm not just casually thinking, well, I might go to heaven. If I go, I do. If I don't, I don't. No, I've got to make it. Not because, I know my parents taught me and my grandparents taught me, but now I know for myself, if I don't go for myself, I ain't going to make it. And if we ain't careful, Brother Weston, the devil say, now look here, you just be quiet. Be quiet, you've done, well, he's trying to tell me right now, maybe I'm up too long because y'all may be getting a little tired. I want you to get stirred up, Simon. I want you to get stirred up. We ain't got to wait till in the morning and say, well, we're going to have service. We can have it and it can last till late tonight or whatever the Lord see fit. Joy's going to come in the morning. They say, Sister Darla sang it. Joy's going to come in the morning. And if we think about yesterday, today is yesterday's. However, I said, I can't think of it right now. I said it what I got. But anyway, this is the morning. This is the morning. This is the second day. This is the second day. Friend, he moved for you for that job. He helped your daughter. Lord, we thank you. We're not getting tired of hearing that. If we are, Lord, help us. Darren, when you talk about your little girl over there sick and you in the hospital, we're not getting tired of hearing about that. We're not getting tired. If we are, we need to go up there and say, Lord, help us. If we get tired of hearing about the goodness of the Lord, if you walk up to me and say, look here, here's what the Lord's done. Whew. This is the one that I'm putting my trust in for eternity. We can't grasp that sometimes. Eternity. Eternity. No end. Not stopping. Oh. We always want to point out all the good points. Happiness and good and joy and all that. But man, I tell you what, we miss it. If it gives above about 70 degrees, I'm hot. So you can imagine what kind of place I'd be if I don't make it. They give me a hard time out there at church because I like it cool and some of them like it warmer. That's okay. I try not to complain. I'm just talking about we don't make it. We're not going to like the temperature down there. We don't make it. We're not going to like how the conditions down there. If we don't make it, we're not going to be, oh, this is just a big fun time. It's not going to be. Maybe Y'all be getting ready. Somebody be getting a song. I want you to get stirred up. I don't know what the Lord wants you to do. And sometimes I know it's easy to set back because I've set back before. But get stirred up about this. Get a thinking about it. Don't think about what your neighbor's doing. When you get to judgment, you ain't going to worry about your neighbor. You're going to worry about self. When I get to judgment, my dad and my mom won't be standing on both sides of me saying, hey, he's a pretty good kid. He obeyed us pretty good. Done pretty good. Won't happen. As maybe Brother Chris was talking about, there's a record being recorded. Everything we're doing is being recorded. Whether good or bad, it's being recorded. Whatever it might be, it's being recorded, Corey. Joy's going to come in the morning. Are we going to wait till 6 o'clock service? Are we going to wait till 11 o'clock in the morning service? Are we going to wait till next week? Or maybe there'll be another revival come down the road. I'll wait till that revival. I'll let that revival stir me up. Or maybe Brother Dylan's your favorite preacher and he ain't up here right now. Whatever it might be, the devil use you however he can use your mind. That's what he'll do, just to aggravate you, just to get you off course. Aaron, we ain't gotta wait till next week. Wayne, we ain't gotta wait till Wednesday night. Jacob, we've been chosen. The Lord's wanting to help somebody. We've been chosen. The Lord could have put me in any family that he wanted to put me in. The soul he gave me, he could have gave me wherever. I've been in a different family, but he put me in this one. Chose me. And if I cannot trade off what the devil wants me to look at or wants me to try to take up and keep what I've got, keep my hair to where the Lord can give me my strength, and us as a body can keep our unity. If you remember the message last night, if we can do all these things, this is to build you up. This is to help you. This is your camp meeting too. It ain't just about me saying so. It's your camp meeting. Kathy, it's your camp meeting. It's your time to get stirred up. It's your time just to, Lord, pour it on me. Lord, pour it on me. Lord, pour it on me. Youth, just because y'all sang at 10 this morning, this is still y'all's camp meeting. You feel like singing, I'm sure Sister Dara and Sister Tasha will get right up here with you young folks, and y'all can sing another one or two or three or four. Brother Bruce and Brother Chris wouldn't care a bit. Get what you need out of this. I'm fixing to turn it over, and we're going to open this altar. This altar's open. If you need just a touch, if you haven't prayed in a while, this altar's open. If you've been seeking the baptism, this altar's open. Appreciate everybody.